Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking, and today on the program we have Angus Stewart joining us again live from the garden, and today we're talking about what you need to do when you go to the nursery to buy plants. How do you find those healthy plants, Angus?
Yes, indeed, Ben. It is a vital thing to get the best possible start for your plants, particularly if you're planting long-term things like trees and shrubs.
Yeah.
Because the root system is crucial to long-term success with particularly those perennial plants I've mentioned.
Mm-hmm. What happens when you're at the nursery and you're walking along? How do you choose a healthy plant?
Well, the sort of things I look for are, is the plant actually growing? And this obviously depends a bit on the season, but in spring, which is just around the corner, you're often sort of going into the nursery on a bit of a whim. I should do something to spring clean the garden.
Yeah.
And so just looking for healthy growth in the new growing tips is a good indication that the root system is thriving and growing actively as well as the top.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the root system, because with round pots, which are the most common sort of pot that you're going to buy, there is a potential, if the plant is a bit overgrown, for the roots to get to the bottom of the pot and start circling around the base of the pot. And when you plant that in the garden, the roots continue to grow in that circular fashion, and they can actually strangle a tree or a shrub in the long term, because the root system sort of keeps growing, wraps around itself.
Yeah, and it doesn't know what it's doing.
Yeah, it's going
around and around in circles.
Yes, so you really ideally need to, if you're in any doubt, inspect the root system, and often root-bound plants will have stopped growing too in the pot because they're struggling to really get enough nutrient and so on.
It sounds like a bad relationship when you start to think about it. but you know what happens? I mean, people go to the nursery with the best intention. They get wowed by the colour, and then, of course, now there's coffee shops there, and they go, I'll have a coffee as well. Isn't it great? We're gardening. It's a different way of gardening. But they go home, and I bet you a lot of people don't prepare the place for where the plant's going. They just dig a hole and dump it in.
Yes, and I think that's another key element of the process.
Hey, I'll ask you something. The other day I was looking at some native plants and I picked up the plant and the whole thing came out of the pot.
Right, that's obviously not a
good sign. It was pretty dry, wasn't it?
Yes. Look, the plant should come out of the pot reasonably easily, and the roots should be holding the whole root ball together with the potting mix.
Yeah.
And the roots should be just sort of reaching the edge of the pot, and that means they're ready to just jump out into the soil as soon as they're planted.
Yes.
And so when you do get them home, you prepare your planting hole, make it wider and a bit deeper than it needs to be. And what I like to do is just loosen that soil around the edge of the hole.
Yes.
Such that, you know, sometimes with a clay soil particularly, you dig a hole with a spade and the edge of the hole is actually kind of polished.
Yes.
By the process of putting the spade down.
Yep.
And so you've got this beautiful kind of potting mix that the roots are able to grow through really easily, and suddenly they hit this wall. And so by using a mattock or garden fork or whatever, if you just loosen that soil that the roots are going to grow into on the edge and at the bottom of the hole, you'll get a much better result.
Fantastic advice, Angus. So this weekend, I encourage everyone, and I'm sure you do as well, to get it out to the nursery, find a nice plant, plant it, prepare the hole, and watch it grow.
Indeed. there is no more satisfying process.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.